You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
You have to start thinking that the Texas Rangers have something magical going on, because their numbers in one-run games and their numbers at home and how far they are ahead in the division is, can't really ignore it. So let's not do that. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about all this. I'm Allison Futter. T.R., okay, so the game last night, as we're talking about this, this is Wednesday, so another walk-off win. When you're watching this, what were you thinking? Like, maybe a team of destiny?
No, I think the Rangers came to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning, and I said, I better start getting ready to write a new lead for my story. I mean, you have to do that every night, because this team is pretty amazing about coming back. I mean, it's just getting to be a cliche and all that, but it's amazing how many times they've come back and won late in the game. They're just really good at it. They have a lot of confidence in it, and they're almost coming to expect it.
Yeah, it's let's just run. I was looking at your coverage from last night. So 30-8 in one-run games, 44-21 at home, 39 come-from-behind wins. And they're as we're talking right now, they're 25 over .500 for the first time since 2012. You know, I mean, they went through really just one tough stretch. And I don't think that, I mean, just from our conversations, it didn't sound like anybody was too terribly worried about it, even though it was because they were missing so much starting pitching. But being such a cohesive unit now, I mean, this is exactly where a really good contending team needs to be right now. Everything sort of needs to be coming together full on with 1 month left of the season, right?
Yeah, they're about 90% there. I think they still need Yu Darvish to get a little better and make sure he's really lights out going into the playoffs. I still think they need to decide on a rotation. Derek Collins had a couple of good games. A.J. Griffin just had a good game here and there. Martin Perez has struggled lately. Colby Lewis is on the DL. They need to really, really focus in on what their rotation is going to be going into the playoffs. You know, they need to keep their bullpen fresh. You're going to see the obvious September reinforcements of the bullpen, and that'll take a little load off of the guys like Dyson, Diekman, Kayla, Barnett, and some of the other guys, Bush. So I think those are the two big things right there. Really get the rotation really lined up and pitching well going to the playoffs and making sure you have a fresh bullpen going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I was looking at the upcoming rotation, projected rotation for the upcoming Astros series this weekend in Arlington. I was kind of chuckling because I thought, well, this is why the Rangers are so good. The options are either way that they go is totally fine. Do you know where they're leaning? If anything's come up since the last time I checked the website, but looks like maybe Griffin, Hall, and Darvish, if they stay on rotation. Could that change?
No, that's what they're leaning towards. Griffin, Holland, Darvish for the Astros, and then they'll have Hamill leading off the Mariners City series in Seattle. I mean, they got those seven games, and then I think they have one more trip to Houston. Then it's all downhill from there. You look at their closing schedule; they got Oakland, Anaheim, Tampa Bay, and Milwaukee down the final 2 or 3 weeks of the season. So this is a team that's poised to really deliver a knockout blow here the next 10 days.
Yeah, and they have so many home games coming up, too, which is good for them. So let's talk September call-ups really quick, and then I'll let you go. So if I'm understanding this properly, two waves. The first one is more bullpen reinforcements, and the second, they want to wait for the Round Rock season to end. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, bullpen, it really needs to be reinforced. Kids, you know, Andrew Faulkner, Jose Leclerc, Kenneth Shepard could be ready to come up and disable this. I think the interesting guy that they're talking about is Yohander Mendez, their top pitching prospect. He's had a great year, like a 2.19 ERA in 24 games, spread out over Class A, Double A, Triple A. I think they may bring him up here and just put him in the bullpen and let him kind of help out, get his major league debut out of the way and kind of give him a little experience and see where it goes from there. So I think he's going to be the most interesting possible September call-up.
And so they want to let the Round Rock season end first, right? There's not going to be any moves before that?
Oh, they'll bring up a couple guys on Friday, and then you'll see guys like Joey Gallo and maybe Nick Martinez and some others come up the following Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. Watching the celebration last night after Odor hit the walk-off home run, and Jeff Bannister was, like, so fired up. I mean, I get to see him on occasion, obviously, the Astros and the Rangers playing, and I try to catch the Rangers games on TV when I can. He seemed, like, really demonstrative. That's kind of is that a little bit out of character for him to have gotten that excited?
Yeah, we talked about that today a little bit, and he the difference last night was Rougned Neto Odor had a tough game. He'd been thrown out on the base paths a couple of times. One was pretty bad. Kind of stretched a single into a double. Could have been really costly. I mean, what got Bannister fired up was just the way Odor responded to the adversity and delivered in the clutch. I think that was really a feel-good moment for the Rangers, just seeing how Odor responded to couple of bad things that happened to him earlier in the game.
Yeah, that was something to see. Okay, good stuff. TR, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.